shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Stuff your sorries in a sack, mister.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
I'm sorry!
Congratulations! You've unlocked All Apologies, a show about apology tours and demanding satisfaction. I'm your host, Andy Q Public, and with me, as always, is your co-host, Joe Sixpack. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Don't forget to find us on allapologiespodcast.com. Usually tacking that podcast on the end is the trick. Like, even on YouTube, sometimes, if you want to skip the Nirvana bullshit. Make sure you include podcasts in the name, all one word, allapologiespodcast.com. That's where you'll find all of our links to Patreon, Instagram, TikTok. Andy's on all the socials and everything like that. So you find all the links over there at allapologiespodcast.com. Andy, what's going on today?
Yeah, I should mention that we had a full episode on our Patreon this week. It was the lost Ellen DeGeneres episode. So... If you join the Patreon for just $5 a month, not only is all the old content that's been on there, all the mini shows we've done up to this point, but the full length Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, it's audio only, but on re-listening to it, yeah, the audio quality was shitty because I think it was maybe the 9th episode that we ever recorded. It was very single digit. Audio quality, but I still thought that the jokes were funny enough that it could take the place of a missing mini episode for the week, because I had a gig on Sunday that I forgot about, so we didn't have time to do our regular recording schedule.
Yeah. So the audio quality is good, but you re-listened to it. It was, you were like, oh, I like this. It's decent.
I thought enough. Yeah,
the story is good. I mean, we should probably redo it at some point.
Maybe.
I mean, we covered two of her apologies. So she did treating her employees like shit and the dog thing, right?
Yes. Yes. She tried to give away a dog that it didn't go so well. No, it was a very funny episode. So check it out if you have the means. But. Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to be covering a Neon today, and this was Joe's idea. I had, I guess, like, once we started digging into this, I maybe recognized this kid as one of the most obnoxious people that is walking the earth right now, but I didn't really know very much about him. So how did this guy get on your radar, Joe?
Well, I came across him. He kind of circulates in this, like, I think the lineage goes Fresh and Fit, Sneeko, and then Neon. And then there's like Aiden Ross and all these other kind of like internet social media personality people. What we're really going to be discussing here is... based on the platform Kick. You know, everyone's like, oh, I'm going over to Rumble because YouTube sucks. But there's also Kick, and Kick is like the alt-right social media platform or something, like, where you can just say anything you want, I guess. But Neon found a way to get himself kicked off. And probably one of the biggest reasons for it is, so there's this fad of just being a troll in real life, right? Trolling the world, IRL, if you will. Who's that asshole? Jack Doherty or something like that? I don't know if I'm getting his name right. These people that bring bodyguards with them around and just act like a complete asshole. I saw two little kids who had no business doing anything like this. Just walking down the street, there was like an open air seating, you know, people are eating, and they just walk over to somebody's table and like eat food, like take food off their plate, eat it, and just keep walking. So it's this like real bad fad of being a stupid little cunt in real life.
It's like
somebody's gonna get their agony.
Right. It's antagonism as entertainment, right? And I would put the Nelk Boy, like Full Send, in this category too.
Oh yeah.
Being a little dickling. being an asshole on purpose. Anytime you're watching something on the internet and you're just like, what a dickhead. Sort of this category. And this kid is having a punchable face and being a punchable douche as video content. And it's just obnoxious.
I think you're going to get your clock cleaned before you make $5 on the internet doing this. You know, this is for young boys who don't know what else to do, you know, to make content on the internet. So they're just like, my mom always says I'm a stupid little shit, so I'll just take that out into the world and make everybody else do it.
Oh, right. Remember J-Station? This is maybe in the J-Station vein of entertainment.
Funny you should mention that, Andy. Neon got his start at a very ripe young age by faking his own death. Here's the origin story of a try-hard asshole.
And the options when I took bladder surgery was either I was going to bleed out to death, I was going to survive. It was like a 50-50. So it was just a really emotional time, and I wasn't posting any videos or anything. So the surgery was 2 days ago. I've been resting, relaxing the past 2 days.
Yeah, surgery was 2 days ago, and now I'm fine on the internet. That seems real. Can you pray for malpractice? Because... that's kind of where he started. You can see he's very young there, but he started by trying to get attention. Everything this guy does is for attention.
Attention seeking. There's no such thing as bad attention kind of personality.
Mm-hmm. So if he's not faking his own death, he's being a fake tough guy on the internet. So here Neon bites off more than he can chew.
I'm waiting for the day that a kid tries pressing me IRL, bro. When I travel on the 11th, if you see me IRL, I genuinely want you to fight me, bro. Real shit, bro. This is a public announcement. Anyone who sees me IRL, I will give you $1,000 if you beat my ass, bro. No one's fucking touching me. I'm untouchable.
Yeah, IRL is in real life if you're not hip with the lingo.
Ask Elisa Jordana how that works out.
Yeah, right. So now that the Continental is blown up and Neon is excommunicado, all of the assassins come out of the woodwork because they think $1,000 sounds pretty good.
Hey, look whose shoes we got. Got his ass lagging. Come on, bro. You taking a video right on your phone.
I'm not wearing shoes.
So that's probably fake too, though.
Yeah, people say everything this kid does is fake. You can't believe anything he says.
If he's talking, he's lying, you know. Yeah. And then so if he's faking his own death, being a fake tough guy, and then he was dating this other social media personality here. So Neon's dating some other person, Sam Frank, I think her name is, and they fake break up. Clip four.
Yeah, this isn't a script or anything. If it was a script, she'd be back tomorrow. So all good things come to an end. So I didn't expect it. I don't think anyone really did. You know, it was something that didn't work out. I guess wrong place, wrong time. I don't know what it is. But yeah, y'all can call me a loser or anything, but I genuinely still love her a lot. So, but you know, if you love someone so much to where you have to just let them go. It's impossible to have a relationship work on the internet. There's not one internet relationship that ever worked. Probably like, I'm not even saying this for attention. Like I'm probably not gonna be on my phone all day and shit. I'm just gonna like literally... probably just go to sleep or something.
I'm totally buying this.
Yeah. What about Neo and Trinity? That relationship was on the internet.
I think when you say this isn't a script and I'm not just saying this for attention, I think when that's part of your video, then, you know, we can tell you're lying.
You've got the most tiny dick energy of anybody I've ever met.
Yeah.
IRL.
So we haven't had a supercut in a minute. Andy, this is one of my favorite sayings ever invented. It is what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. 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 It is what it is, man. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. But it is what it is. At the end of the day, man, it is what it is. 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 It is what it is.
What it is the female species not wanting anything to do with you is what it is.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know about that. But before we get the other side of the story, Let's see what the chat has to say about Neon's breakup here. This show is for someone, right? I mean, let's go to the chat.
Don't care. Expected loser. -5K. I'm not paying any bets, by the way. If anyone I made a bet with, I'm not paying you. So she's gone. She's gone, chat. So, I mean, that's what you guys wanted, right? Right? Yes or no? This is what you guys wanted? You guys wanted this? You guys wanted this to happen? Yes. I know. Because everyone just prays my downfall. It's cool. I don't get how people are genuinely sitting in this chat laughing. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's so funny, bro. Nah, bro. It's actually fucked up. There's no way they're still laughing. They're still laughing. Yeah, they're all, I'm just getting violated. Why does everyone care so much, bro? Like, why? Leave me alone, bro. It's too much to handle. Like, if I look at this chat, let me see what the chat's saying. Look at them. Deserved. All right. You got used? Nah, bro. Cry? I will. I will go cry. I will.
And I pulled another clip that we'll follow this up with 6A there, Ed.
I already know today's about to be so bad on the internet.
Yeah. So that'll live on the soundboard here now.
I already know today's about to be so bad on the internet.
I do. That's my preferred version of Neon, though. He has two speeds. It's loud and crazy and bravado Neon, or yeah, pathetic punching bag. Like, I'm in a dunk tank. Please throw pies and rotten tomatoes at me, Neon. Yeah. That's the one I like. I mean, I don't like either, but if I have to take one, it's sad, Neon.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the another reason to dislike him more. So here comes let's hear from the town bicycle that he broke up with.
I never cheated. I never would do any sorts of that to any kind of human being, especially Mikhail, after all he did for me. My word means nothing. That's the problem here. You guys want to hear from me, but my word means obviously nothing to you guys. And I'm talking to the people who genuinely want to hear it from me and who want to keep seeing me stream and stuff. It's everything is so public. Everybody's obvious. You guys are literally commenting about it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't cheat on somebody that you weren't really dating, right? But make sure you get your hair moved out of the way.
Juicy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know who's drafting off of who in this relationship, but it's clearly transactional. And they've been, you know, for whatever, whether they like each other or not, they've been, it always looks like she's taking her little brother to Disneyland. You know, I've seen that they've done that. Like, they're filming in Disneyland or something. Security yep. comes up and tells them to fuck off. And they're like, he's terminally ill, you know, and she's like, I'm his caregiver or some shit, you know, like it's just all fake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing more deplorable than people like playing health concern, like terminal illness, as a way to get things out of people. It's pretty mm-hmm. much the scummiest of scumbag things you can do. Yeah, yeah. And these two run to that well almost on a daily basis. They're just the worst fucking people.
Yeah. In my clip 8 here, I just kind of thought this was a little bit funny. It's like how the sausage is made from an influencer's assistant perspective. And I pulled this for a reason, but clip 8.
Okay. I'm going to give you stream. Guys, flipping the camera. Hold. Okay. Just grab your stuff first.
All right.
You're good. You guys are wild.
I'm gonna hold on to the cards, I think.
Yeah, bring everything. Okay, I need these two. Just that.
Two phones. One for the chat, one for the camera. Then the assistant's phone.
Where do you want me to face? So sorry, chat.
I know, just close the door and just watch out.
Oh, apologizing to the chat. Who gives a shit? So that is two. I think it's like two phones and a BlackBerry. I pulled that because she's scrolling through the chat. So I took a screenshot of the chat.
Yeah,
pull that up. Yeah. What do we have here? You fucking bring back address to nothing. acting, save him. You literally haven't explained anything. You know, people just shitting on her. There's no good comments.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she had some kind of clickbait title on there about, you know, I'll explain why I broke up with Neon, and then she doesn't explain anything. And both of these two act like the chat is a friend of theirs, especially Neon. He talks to the chat like it's so, like it's a person, like it's somebody that, whatever. We always say this about podcasts anyway. A lot of it is just like people who want friends. You know, not everybody, not people that listen to our show. They just want a good entertainment. But other people are, it's just like they think that the people on the podcast are their friends. And I think that Neon thinks that the people in his chat are his friends.
Mm-hmm. Where I want to change the address to our website there. I want to change that so it says chat at the bottom or stream. I'll put that next time. Joe chat pack or something. Clip 10. So then, of course, it comes out.
You guys want to know if I'm still with Sam? And the answer to that is, yes, I am. You got your answer. You got what you wanted to hear. I am with her.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You mean like you're in the same car as her sometimes?
Yeah. All of this to say you can't trust this dipshit as far as you can punt him. You know, yeah. Like, it's just like once we said it already, like if he's talking, he's lying. Okay, so now we get into that's the background of who Neon is. Okay, so we've set up just a lying asshole who does everything for attention and is in a relationship just for attention. And then one day on Kick, it's not Kick. So this is one day Neon's trolling like Omegle or like a chat roulette type of video. Like it just scrolls through one of these party line batwing gumball machine penis puppetry sites that you're gonna get some fucking image you don't want to see. Kermit's dick I see on there all the time. So this is clip 11. What happened here?
The fuck? I tried to be nice to you, bro.
Fuck the fuck up. I'll beat the shit out of you and your fat girlfriend, bro.
What the fuck?
That fat slut. I'll smack her in her face too, bitch.
And I'll got him out of dox your entire family. What's your name?
You're not doing shit.
What's your name?
Suck my dick. Are you a bitch?
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
Kizzy, bro. My name's Kizzy. It says
what's
it in my
your
name.
First name? All I need is your first name. You're done. I don't care. I'm an internet warrior. What's your name? What's your first name?
Give me
your first name. Give me your first name.
Miami.
You're 10 years old. I will bleed, bitch. I swear to God. Shut the fuck up.
So you can take the gamer out of the game, but you can't take the gamer words out of the gamer. Oopsie, he was booted off Kick, the most alt-right friendly of platforms, allegedly. I don't know if they're alt-right. I'm just saying they allow everything, so I can only assume it's like super fucking racist.
He was gonna grape a child. Is that what was happening?
Yeah, what you can't do is say you're gonna sexually assault a young boy till he bleeds. That's apparently where Kick draws the line.
Yeah. I always laugh about the whitest kids you know bit where he's plugging grape juice and the mascot for grape juice is the grapist. And the grapist is running around yelling he's going to grape people.
Yeah, grape everybody in the mouth. Yeah.
That's the funniest shit. Oh, God.
Trevor Moore.
Yeah. Rest in power, Trevor Moore.
Okay, so now we get into the apology video. So here we're in front of our apology wall.
What's going on, guys? I wanted to sit here and genuinely talk to you guys about what's been going on these past few days and really recap and apologize for everything that I've done and the mistakes I've made.
Oh, hey. Yeah, what's going on with you? I'd love to hear your recap of what went on. Please recap that for me.
There must be a really reasonable explanation for that.
I want to apologize for being born.
King Cobra, it really looks like a prince compared to this kid.
Well, they're both playing Call of Duty at the same forum, probably.
Oh yeah, like a goth troll and a little skeleton man yelling F slurs at each other, I assume.
In clip 13 here, I didn't know that being a little shit on the internet was a career.
As a person, you know, in my career, I've made a lot of mistakes and I've made a lot of, you know, bad decisions. But that was by far one of my worst things I've ever said or done. And I want to sincerely apologize for what I said.
I think what he said, he was going to make a career out of raping a kid, right? I think that's what he was going for.
Is that the worst thing that he's done, though? I mean, I wouldn't recommend saying that, but these kids are just on there yelling that. How old is this guy, by the way? He looks like he's 13, so can he get away with it?
He's probably like 22-ish at this point, something
well,
like that.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know. The worst thing...
You are really dumb, for real.
Sorry. So the thing... Sorry to interrupt, Joe.
One of the probably highest profile things that Neon did, this is the equivalent of Stuttering John, well, the exact equivalent of Stuttering John calling Trump was going to a UFC fight, and Neon went live on Instagram and said he was going to go talk shit to Donald Trump at the UFC fight. They were both going, and Secret Service got wind of the video very early on. And Neon was banned from the fight. He couldn't even get in. He was like known and like a known person who was not allowed in and banned from UFC in general by Dana White. Like Dana White said, like Neon, like they asked him at a press conference, like he's like this twerpy little piece of shit Neon, or like he said, and all Neon heard throughout that whole thing was, Dana White knows who I am. Dana White said my name. That's all he cared. The clout, like the mention was all he didn't give a fuck about UFC, Trump, or anything else. He's just like, oh my God, it came out of Dana White's mouth. So in clip 14, Neon wants you to know that he's not that type of person.
That was not something that comes out of a person like me's mouth ever. I don't know what I was thinking. I let a kid get in my head, and when he talked crazy to me, I blacked out and I didn't realize what I was doing, and I want to sincerely apologize. I'm not that type of guy. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, kids, you can't hit them. You can't commit violent sexual assault on them. What are you going to do? You know,
you can't say you're going to, even if you're not going to. I'm still unclear about really what he did wrong. Some kid was being a dick on the internet. You can't be a dick back to kids on the internet.
He said he was going to grape him in his ass till he bleeds.
Yes, I mean, is that illegal?
Like a minor. The kid's like fucking 12 or something. No, you can't do that, Andy. News to Andy. You can't do that.
I gotta quit playing Call of Duty, apparently.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the other part of it. Like, all these kids, they all need to be backhanded in the mouth, basically, mm-hmm. including Neon. So in clip 15, he understands.
And I understand why I got banned, and I understand the reasoning for it and everything. And I know everyone's happy and stuff, but I want to say I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah, he's banned, and everyone's happy. It sounds like it all worked out.
Yes.
Yeah. Why even apologize? Just move on with your, go do some, you know, go to Rumble.
You got to have some content, Joe. I either need to apologize on the internet, or I need to get thrown out of a UFC fight by the ring girl, you know, something to get attention, you know.
He got beat up by the ring girl.
Yeah. He could easily get beat up. There's no way that guy. That's why the most annoying part about him. He hires big, tough guys to protect him while he talks the most shit. Mm-hmm. And that if that guy wasn't there to get in the way, then he would just be beaten into the ground.
Yeah. There was some he did have some falling out with his security guard at one point. It was just like this older black guy just like walked around.
It happens all the time, Joe.
Huh?
It happens all the time. He goes through security guards all the time. Like, people just lose patience with him being a complete dickhead constantly.
Yeah, I'm not going to cash all the checks your mouth writes. No, he was like fighting it. Like, you know, there's videos of him, you know, throwing a feather of a punch at some fucking trainer. It was pathetic. You know, it's just like you need to drink 25 milkshakes before you even get in a ring and put some weight on.
He's like a CTE Homer Simpson trying to punch Dredrick Tatum.
Yeah. Okay, in clip 16 here, we got a little time left. Let's do some shout outs.
And I want to shout out to Kick for giving me another chance and you know, always being there for me. I really appreciate you guys and all the loyals, everyone that slid for me and said all these things about me and tried to make the band less and everything. I really appreciate you guys. I really do. And I wanted to say this was an eye-opener for me in my eyes.
That's not where your eyes are, son. The internet is not for everyone, I guess. But
he meant his brown eye because he's a shithead. He's an fucking asshole.
Apparently, everyone who wrote letters for Brian Peck also wrote letters for Neon to get him reinstated on Kick.
James Marsden is taking up for Neon.
Kearns. let's see here. Okay, my last clip here, 17. Easy for you to say.
And I'm not gonna make anything bad like that happen ever again. I'm not gonna do anything like that ever again. And I'm gonna go on the right path as a person and become a better man.
Yeah, he's gonna go train with the League of Shadows under the tutelage of Ra's al Ghul and be a better man. He's gonna go on a spiritual journey.
That is not the only apology that Neon has been issuing. In fact, he has been in the not news, but he has been making waves as recently as the beginning of this month or the end of last month. He traveled to Dubai and got arrested, believe it or not, for guess what?
Lake being Dubai. A dick.
What?
Lake Dubai with all the flooding that's going on there now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, isn't it a desert? How is it flooded? But he was just being a complete shithead. See, Neon doesn't understand the level of what he can get away with in a free country as opposed to what he can get away with in a place like Dubai. So this segment revolves around Neon's arrest in Dubai that just happened. So this is very recent footage, and I apologize in advance because like once we get past the arrest footage, you're going to hear the words bro and on God way too much. Like, this is the person that Whiskey Biz is making fun of in all those videos that we love. You're gonna burn out on it because you're super cut. Like, I didn't even have to cut anything together. He just says bro at the beginning and end of every fucking sentence until you want to throw yourself out of a moving car.
You capping, bro.
But the people,
guest services said we're okay. If it's not okay, we can leave. We don't want problems.
Go to the office and after
you see. Okay.
Give me all your ID.
I'm so sorry, sir.
So I understand that, it's not official, right?
We're going to jail? We're going to jail?
But we went to guest services. That's where... Okay, guest services is where we got permission, ma'am.
You see in the video there what the cops are wearing, right? Those are two female police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see what his idiot girlfriend is wearing in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to draw some attention. Unnecessary attention that maybe you don't want while you're walking down the Jersey Shore boardwalk of Dubai, wherever the fuck they are, like you're at some carnival or whatever.
Yeah, they have everything except for drainage.
Right. And also he's obviously an IRL streamer, so he has his buddy there trying to record everything, and they were told that you're not allowed to do that. They're trying to do their old Disney World bit in the whatever, the Disney of Dubai or wherever they are. She's walking around. She's walking around with her tits out, with her legs out, and they're recording. And then suddenly he's just like, oh, whoa, what? I'm getting arrested? Why? Why is this happening? So, but yeah. They tried to put him in jail, Joe, but he's such a pipsqueak. He could just walk between the bars. So they just let him go.
He ran out.
Yeah. And Neon gets back from jail now. This is all said and done. I think they said that he was in jail for 37 hours. I think he mentions. So now he's back and he tries to play it off like he had a great time. And that's the way to experience Dubai from the inside of a federal lockup. And you're a fuck up that got locked up. But Neon's going to start the stream by freaking out about the chat.
Why is everyone going around saying I died, bro? Who's starting these rumors, bro? Who the f- this chat started that rumor? Who did it, bro? On God, I went to the mall today and some guy said that he thought I was dead. On God, who's starting this, bro? I'm the only one who could fake my death, not y'all, bro. You guys started this. It was one of you guys, bro. It was one of you. When I find you, it's done, bro. It was one of y'all, bro. Look at everyone spamming me cloned. I'm not cloned, man. All right, I'm not cloned. I'm myself. Look at me, bro. I still got the. Okay, I'm still me, bro. I got a little beer belly, bro. I was eating noodles and shit in there, bro. All right, I'm good. I'm good. It's still me, bro. It's still me, bro. I'm literally myself, bro. I'm literally look, bro. My armpits. You guys, the loyals know, bro. It's me, bro. It's me.
What the fuck does that mean?
Unfortunately, it is him. He isn't dead. Like everybody is hoping. If I had ever prayed for somebody to get beheaded by ISIS on YouTube, it would have been Neon.
He's eating.
On God. Shut the fuck up.
He's eating so many noodles that his arms became noodles.
Correct. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes of why Neon got arrested. Clip 3.
JCV the sped. You know him, idiot. My cameraman, basically. I'm not gonna put the blame on him, but you know, we did some not good activities there, man. You know, it was not good what we did, and we were filming in the areas where we're not supposed to film, and it was not a good situation. It was not a good scenario. It really wasn't. So basically what happened is
let me think of a lie.
So basically what happened is we were recording in the areas that's not good. And where is Sam? Shut up. It was all JCV. Nah, bro, because I put him in the situation. And then chat, the real situation was we accidentally filmed the cops, bro. We act the sped, like his eyes were popping wide open filming the cops where he was like excited, bro. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, bro. The idiot filmed the cops. It wasn't his fault, though. I don't blame him. I take full accountability.
So this spaz kid has fully taken for granted the patience and the freedom that this country affords him. This country has slid so far left that turd nuggets like Neon just walk around and soccer moms go, oh, well, he's obviously like an unmedicated ADHD victim whose parents don't love him. So let's just give him the grace to act like a cunt because he's a pitiful human. And anywhere else in the world, you don't cross go and you don't collect $200 for acting like that. So you're a fucking idiot.
This was the equivalent of when I saw Willie Nelson 2 years ago, where he's an old fucking man. This was at, I'll demand an apology from the stupid ass security people at the Hershey Park venue there. A bunch of, like you said, soccer moms, these old ladies are the security and they don't want you. It's like on a track, right? Like a running mm-hmm. track. And they don't want you on the track. It's just like, this isn't Metallica. It's fucking Willie Nelson. Everyone's gonna be fine. We can all stand wherever we want, okay? And that's who arrested Neon. It was like three moms in fucking burkas walk up and go, you can't do that, please follow us to this jail, and he just walks in or whatever. Like, it's not like anything dramatic even happened.
Yeah. Right this way, sir. Clink.
They like trick him. It's like where you open the back door and just escort somebody out the fucking back. They're just like, here, right this way, sir. And he walks into a jail cell. Yeah.
He seems like the type of person that would fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is some important information that people need to be aware of in clip four.
My security guard did get fired. I'm not going to speak on that really, but I'm going to say it out as he left me at the airport. So yeah, he's fired until further notice. I need a new security guard. Anyone who wants to be a security guard, let me know in the comment section down below.
He's fired or he quit? He quit after he got arrested in Dubai. I believe that. See, what he's saying is he needs a new security guard. What I'm hearing is it's open season on Neon. If you ever wanted to sucker punch what looks like a bundle of sticks, now is the time.
Here, he can have this guy.
I'm just about that action, boss.
He can get Marshawn to be his new bodyguard.
He really does look like a bundle of sticks, though, doesn't he? That's a triple entendre, Joe.
It sure is. Yep.
All right. Let's hear some more lies about what jail was like.
Bro, it was a really shit situation. I was in that behind bars for probably like approximately like 37 hours or some shit. But you know the funny thing, chat? The funny thing is the down there knew me, bro. They knew me, chat. I was literally welcomed. I was a king in there, bro. I was a king. They were giving me free, like, free beds and shit. Like, it was fire, bro. It was fire.
Everyone gets a free bed in jail.
Right. He started out saying it was a shitty situation, and he ends with, it was fire. So which version do you believe? That you got a free bed in jail? What does that even mean?
They were giving me free beds.
Wow, the Neon is here. I guess we won't make him sleep on the floor like everyone else. Here's a free bed.
I was looking at Neon's arms and it reminded me I have to clean my bong.
Yeah.
Fucking pipe cleaners. What's with his fucking backdrop? Not that I'm like, you know, killing it, but he's just got like black plastic sheets. It looks like a fucking kill room.
Yeah. I think it's just to cover up, you know, the Pokemon posters or whatever is actually behind there.
It was probably all Kick branding. That he had to get rid of.
This next clip, Neon finally spits facts, Joe.
It showed me, genuinely, that actions have consequences, bro. Actions have consequences. You can't go around in Dubai, the most safe and respected place ever, recording whatsoever, like whatever, thinking I could just get away with it. I thought I was invincible, bro. I thought I was invincible. But in reality, look at me. I'm a little piece of shit, bro. I'm a piece of shit, chat.
No notes. You're right about that, bro. On God or whatever the fuck.
Bad.
Yeah. FR. I got to get a Whiskey Biz hoodie. That's like the first order of business. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that dog water hoodie. Dog
water one.
Yeah.
She's mid, bro. Why are you being mid, bro?
All right. You can believe... you can't believe a single thing that comes out of this fool's mouth, but he's saying he has come to some realizations, and I'm sure it's all bullshit, but what must Neon's parents have been thinking during all this?
Well, my mom and dad didn't know what was going on in a whole other country. They were stressed, panicking. They didn't know what the fuck to think. I know a lot of you guys probably thought it was a script or all this, but in reality, it was real life, bro. Real shit happened. I fucked up. I made mistakes, and it is what it is, bro. You look sick. I mean, look at me.
Yeah. I mean, I heard his parents hired a hostage negotiator to try and convince Dubai to keep him there.
His dad said, "I should have pulled out."
Yeah. Right? Do you see the fucking chat though? That's up in the top right.
It was going nuts.
Getting a fucking engagement. We don't get...
Yeah, there's been rumors that he was, like, buying fucking clicks and shit. Like, I don't even believe that from him.
No. It's probably pre-recorded and just scrolling up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But we actually do get an apology out of him in this video, but it's not really like for what you want it to be for. Clip 8.
I want to say sorry, bro. Genuinely, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry for taking you for granted, bro. I'm sorry. Can you accept my apology, chat? Can you guys accept it? Please. I'm sorry, bro. And I swear to God, I'm not going to let you guys down. And I'm going to show
you. Shut the fuck up.
I can't even appreciate you guys. Accept my apology, please. I love you guys, bro. Please. It's a love-hate relationship. We're a bit. We hit each other a few times. We bleed, you know, got some bloody noses. And but at the end of the day, we're family, bro. We're family. All right? We're family. I love you guys, bro. Have you gained weight? No, I'm still losing weight somehow, bro.
I got to get in his chat.
Yeah.
There's fucking shit on him.
Again, though, he's just talking to the chat like they're, like it's a friend of his. And
he says he has AIDS.
Yeah, I hope. God, please. Let me crossing all my things that he has AIDS. But he's like tweaking, like he's on meth, right? What is wrong with this guy? He's like I said before, that between that version and the sad sack, throw Rotten Tomatoes at me version, tomatoes all day.
It's all the roids he's on.
Yeah, right. Now, in my last clip, Neon is going to get a little serious here.
Oh man, chat, I swear to God, bro. I know I'm a grown man, but a grown man cry too. I swear to God, wallahi, on my mother's heartbeat, my mother strikes dead right now. I cried. I cried. I cried. I was shaking and I cried. I swear to God. I swear to God. I genuinely did. I was shaking and I cried, bro. And it's not something to joke about, not something to laugh about. I cried.
What a pussy. I'm actually laughing because he said he's a grown man.
Yeah.
That's what's the funniest part. He still looks like he's in his first trimester.
But we're still hearing the same fucking things. Like, this isn't a script. I'm going to go cry. You know, it's the same script. You know, like, he just does the same shit, it seems like.
Yeah. He hasn't changed. It's just one other thing to talk about on his stream where he has no jokes, no likability. It's all just, hey, look at me. I'm a human dartboard. Throw things at me. And
how do you know you wouldn't like it? How do you know you wouldn't like it?
So do you buy any of those apologies at all? At any single one?
No.
No.
Even if I did, who cares? Like, it's all very low stakes, you know, like we've been covering way too much racial tension and sexual assault and threatening little kids and getting arrested in Dubai was like I needed a palate cleanser to get away from real fucking hard shit that we keep covering on this show.
That's true. Yeah. So I'm going to give that one. I'm going to give him this.
Fuck you.
But I also have to give him this.
Now fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck that. Look at him. He's nothing, guys. Piece of shit.
Yeah, you can plainly see from this guy's MO is the best thing that ever happened to him was getting arrested in Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, he actually may have learned a little bit of a lesson about fucking around and finding out. Like, it's possible.
Another one of these little douchebag guys just keeps going from country to country and like fucking with the authorities, like on the street in different countries and just getting like jerked out of his shoes directly to fucking jail. And it's just like, this is not, you're not in fucking America where they tolerate your bullshit constantly because it's free speech, you know? That's not how the rest of the world functions.
Yeah, they don't have free speech in other countries, folks.
Yeah.
Is that the bit? Like, trying to get thrown into Mexican jail? No,
it's a real fucking, what's that, Chili De Castro? Chili De Castro? I don't know who this guy is. He looks like he took over the boat in Captain Phillips or whatever the fucking Tom Hanks movie is.
He's pulling out a Chili De Castro trifold and saying that he has diplomatic immunity.
I'm a sovereign citizen of the country. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I want to give Neon another one.
Fuck you!
Yeah, yeah. Don't do what Donnie Don't does, everyone. And, you know, don't fucking go be a dick in real life. It's not going to work out.
Neon, a.k.a. Donnie Don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have a very special track from Neon to close out the show. But before we get to that, I want to thank everybody for supporting the show. I would love to see some follows on Instagram. If you want to support the show for free, please leave comments and demand and issue apologies there. But also rate and review the show wherever you listen to the podcast. If you want to support the show for free, reviews would really help a lot.
YouTube, subscribe on YouTube. We can't start like doing the live shit and like all that stuff on YouTube until we have X amount of 1,000 subscribers, I think it is. So, I mean, if you're supporting us on Patreon, please just go subscribe on YouTube so we can get that number up.
Yeah, big ups to everybody on Patreon. Please, I've been letting people know that there's free content on Patreon too. So even if you don't want to join the Patreon or you don't want to pay on the Patreon, there's content from the Patreon, little teaser things that are free on there. If you're that you're not going to find anywhere else except as a free member on Patreon. I mean, the paid members get the whole thing, but there's little junior content from the Patreon episodes for the free members too. So it's worth your while to join the Patreon for free. You can just kind of get an idea of what the mini shows are all about. So please support the show in that way too. Yeah, like I said, we're gonna have Neon play us out. So I'm Andy Q Public for Joe Sixpack saying
stay sorry.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went. Chocolate rain. Build a tent and say the world is dry. Chocolate rain. Zoom the camera out and see the light. Chocolate rain. Forecast to be falling yesterday. Chocolate rain. Only in the past is what they say. Chocolate rain. Raise your neighborhood insurance rates. Chocolate rain. Makes us happy living in a gay. Chocolate rain. Made me cross the street the other day. Chocolate rain. Made you turn your head the other way. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. Seldom mentioned on the radio. Chocolate rain. It's the fear your leaders car control. Chocolate rain. Worse than swearing, worse than calling names. Chocolate rain. Say it publicly and you're insane. Chocolate rain. No one wants to hear about it now. Chocolate rain. Wish real hard it goes away somehow. Chocolate rain. Makes the best of friends begin to fight. Chocolate rain. But did they know each other in the light? Chocolate rain. Every February washed away. Chocolate rain. Stays behind as colors celebrate. Chocolate rain. The same crime has a higher price to pay. Chocolate rain. The judge and jury swear it's not the face. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. You'll send you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. Dirty secrets of economy. Chocolate rain. Turn that body into GDP. Chocolate rain. The milker blames the baby's DNA. Chocolate rain. But test scores are how much the parents make. Chocolate rain. Flipping cars in France the other night. Chocolate rain. Cleans the sewers out beneath Mumbai. Chocolate rain. Across the world and back, it's all the same. Chocolate rain. Angels cry and shake their heads in shame. Chocolate rain. Lift the ark of paradise and send chocolate rain. Which part do you think you're living in? Chocolate rain. More than March and more than past and law. Chocolate rain. Remake how we got to where we are. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain. History quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain. Using you to fall back down again.